So that's coronavirus and malaria on our list. What else might we be able to eradicate if we had $1 trillion to spend? Tuberculosis is a bacterial disease that kills almost 2 million people each year, overwhelmingly in poor and middle-income countries. The factor holding back eradication has not been a lack of understanding the biology of the disease, but a chronic lack of resources and the growth of resistance of the pathogen to our bacterial treatments. We can change this. We can tackle other tropical diseases too, such as schistosomiasis, a debilitating parasitic disease that affects 200 million people a year. But let's think bigger even than curing all infectious diseases. Picture a world free of all disease. Thousands of scientists and doctors are striving to treat and cure the world's biggest killers: cancer, cardiovascular disease, and neurological disease. With an injection of cash, we could boost their chances and see if we could transform the entire human experience by removing all illness. But if you want to make immense gains in public health on a global scale and make them sustainable, there is one serious, ambitious, difficult, complex, and expensive thing that needs to be implemented. This doesn't seem to be something that is talked about or invested in by billionaires. Universal healthcare. The World Bank published its first analysis of global health, the World Development Report, in 1993. Targeted at government finance ministers, the report showed that health expenditure could improve prosperity as well as individual well-being. To mark the 20th anniversary of publication, an international Lancet commission put together an investment framework to achieve what they call a grand convergence in health by 2035. By this, they mean bringing deaths from infectious disease in low and middle income countries, as well as child and maternal deaths, to the levels seen in the best performing middle income countries: China, Chile, Costa Rica, and Cuba. A grand convergence, the paper predicts, could prevent some 10 million deaths in 2035.